Tonight's Shir Simen Lamed Gimel, Se'if Gimel and Se'if Dalet. Se'if Gimel or Haratsuyo is Tzorach Shir Me'or Behem Achai Va'oif HaTahoyim. The leather used to make the straps with tefillin must come from a kosher Behem Achai Va'oif, domesticated animal, wild animal, or bird. V'Tzorach Shir Me'ubod Lishmoy. And the leather should be tanned for the sake of the mitzvah tefillin. The straps can be made from the leather or from parchment, which is thinner. The halacha mosh misinai is that tefillin have to be blackened on the outside. Inside, you can do any color you want, but not red. Because people might think that he has some kind of skin disease or psoriasis that causes bleeding, and that's what's staining the ritzuos, and that's not very nice. Mr. Brewer, Sifkan Tezayin, Hatahoyim. Kosher animals must be the source for the straps. Gemara. The Gemara teaches us that for melechah shemayim, for mitzvahs, you have to have a kosher species. The notes on the side bring an Odi Yehuda that based on this, the dye that we blacken the ritzua should also be min hamutter beficha. If you put over the dye some kind of wax, sealant, or whatever, that doesn't have to be from a behemoth tahor, but the black should also be from a kosher source. Sifkan Yud Zayin V'tzaruch, the leather used for the straps should be tanned for the sake of the mitzvah. Kol hay tzaruch le'ikuvah, when it says you have to do this, that means it's ma'akev. Afilu b'di'evet, that if you didn't do it, it's possible. Even b'di'evet, it's possible. They bring a note on the side. There are several stages in the tanning process. They rinse it in water. They put in a lime solution, put in other chemicals. So Chaznush said only the placement in the lime solution should be lishma for sure, because that's really all you need on the Torah level of doing a proper ibud. And therefore, even if you didn't do the other things lishma, it wouldn't make a difference. Sifkaten Yud Ches lishmai. So the tanning should be the lishma, v'afilu harambam demekel b'batim, even the shita sarambam, that is lenient when it comes to the bottom of the tefillin, k'mavor le'el b'simen lama beis if lama zayin, as we said before, in simen lama beis if lama zayin, mo'yidahach would agree in this case. But Talmud said the reason is, ayin b'levush and mogen avram, look in levush and mogen avram, the notes bring that the levush explains that since the ritzuos require ibud, they have to be soft in order to be tied around and that you could make the kasharim in it. So the ibud is part of the necessity for tefillin. Masha enkin for batim, you really don't need to do ibud to make batim. The batim would be, actually maybe be stronger without ibud. The ibud makes it more pliable and more workable. So that's a necessity for the ritzuos. It's not a necessity for the batim. So therefore, there could be an extra stringency when it comes to ibud in the ritzuos that you wouldn't find by the batim. The Mishnah Berurah continues. V'hashchara tzarch gam kein sheyir lishma. The blackening of the straps should also be lishma. V'im lo ibdun lishma, if it wasn't tan lishma, ein amoyel, it won't help. Afilu im yashchirim achakach lishma, even if I will blacken them lishma. The fact that I blacken lishma does not take away the problem that you didn't do the tanning lishma. The Mishnah Berurah says this is a tshuvas of our Shmuel Simen Zayin Tezvav Ayin Sham, which tshuvas be'er esik kasev dar shchara lishma mahani. The tshuvas be'er esik says, if I did the blackening lishma, that's all I need. V'ayim tshuvas be'kivei eger dehiskim ledina kehadvar Shmuel hanal. But be'kivei eger agrees with the dvar Shmuel. V'hira shalom ekilim b'zeh, and was very upset with those who are lenient, and say, well, who cares how the tanning is done, as long as I blacken lishma, that takes care of everything. We don't hold that way. We hold you have to blacken it lishma. Se'if katan yud tes shechayros. The ritzuos have to be darkened, and that's a halacha much misinai. Ayin b'baruch she'amar. If you look in Sefer Baruch she'amar, the mashma midevar, it's implied from his words, the mitzvah lahashchirin at sheyu shechayros ka'oyrev. The mitzvah is to blacken the ritzuos straps until they're black like a raven. V'dan you should know, dimnis yashnu, that if the straps age, v'nismach men hashachus, and the blackness rubs off, tzarech lashchir mechodosh, you have to re-blacken them. Uka de'el b'simlam beis, sif lamates, like I said before, in simlam beis. ubemakom hiduk hakesher, in the point where you tie the knots with the straps. Matsui ma'oi lehismaicha shachris, is very common for the blackness to get rubbed off. V'yeshli zar b'zeh ma'od, one should be very careful with that. If you turn back, the behalocha haratzuos shachoros, he immediately points out this is ben hashal rosh o hashal yad. There's no difference here if the straps are the shal yad or shal rosh. Halach mashmesina, they have to be black. Then he brings a suffix. Is the din diarais halach mashmesinai that the minimum amount of strap be black, and that which we add longer does not have to be, it's just a noi bi, I'll make it nice, or once it's attached, the whole strap has to be like the minimum amount of strap. There's a length, a minimum length. Maybe if you keep it larger, then the whole thing must be blackened with all the halachas the same way, the minimum amount. Tzarechin. Then he says, I also don't know, does this refer to the piece of strap that goes through the Mabarta? Maybe it only goes on the strap that you see. But on the piece of strap that goes through Mabarta that is not seen, that it doesn't have to be black. Then, of course, it could move and sometimes depend on adjustment. So we want it to be black also, but it's another shayla he has. Then he has a shayla. How black does this have to be? He brings a Sefer Baruch Sha'amar. You blacken it once, let it dry, blacken a second time, blacken a third time, until it's mamish black like an orev, like a raven. He says, nearly there's a rock the mitzvah b'alma. So black? I think that's the mitzvah b'alma. It's a nice thing to do. It's a mitzvah b'alma. Medina? As long as you look and say, oh, this is shachar, that should be sufficient. So it comes out, according to this, even if mar iso doim lamar hakachol, even if it looks like a dark blue, Gamkin kosher, it should be kosher. Because the Raya of the Gemara Nida, that there's different degrees of shachar. And one of them is shachar, like the Mara of Kachal. It's also called shachar. So he's not sure how black it has to be black. The mitzvah is to be blamish black, like the Baruch Sha'amar, it should be black like a raven. But if it's not that black, he still holds the halacha, it should still be considered black enough for the requirement of the halacha mashmi sinai. Sifkat an chaf, mi bachutz. The black, then we blacken tefillin, we blacken the outside. Letzad haseor shu mokom hachalok. The hairy side of the leather, the smooth side. V'meshchir mi bifnim l'mahani. If you blacken the inside, that doesn't help. V'tzerach lachzor l'hashchir mechutz, you have to do it again on the outside. V'ayim be'er halacha. Sifkat an chaf aleph. Yase, you can make any color you want on the inside. That's allowed me to say, im yirtze l'spoya or some, if you want to dye the inside, you can. There's no requirement to do any coloring on the inside. Even according to the Rambam, holds it should be black on the inside too. The same way we say the bottom are black. We don't follow the Rambam. Today they sell these swillen straps that are black through and through, inside out. I am not a fan of those straps. They tell me the mila of it is that even if it cracks, it's still black through and through. It says, they told me it's not pshat, they blacken the top and the bottom. They blacken it until it saturates all the way through. That's the chokhmah there. But this is not the tefillin I grew up with, not my father, not my zayda, not my elder zayda. So I'm not... I don't buy into the idea of this novelty. I will add one thing, which you may or may not have heard of. There's actually a group of people, a small group, that are allergic to the tefillin straps. It's a type of dermatitis that has to do with the chemicals they use in tanning, and they get a reaction. And they start getting red and puffy. I believe there's one place where you can get tefillin straps that may be hypoallergenic, that's the right language they use, that they shouldn't respond, but there's some in the community, Hitaka, he gets a reaction, gets tefillin straps, and I've heard other people say, it doesn't, you're not part from tefillin, but the question is, how long are you going to keep them on, and if you can get a strap that's made differently without certain chemicals, because some people are very sensitive to the chemicals they use in the manufacture of the ritzuos. Se'if Dalet. Toiv she'yashchirem Yisrael l'shmon v'lo en Yehudi. It is proper that the blackening of the straps be done by a yid l'shma, not by a non-Jew. The Ramah adds, "Umir b'diyevet kosher im hishcher or habatim." However, b'diyevet, if a non-Jew blackened the batim, it would be kosher. Aval Ritzuas, when it comes to the straps, afilu b'dieved, posel. Even b'dieved is posel. Notice the tzion there right over there, Matzah Kosov. Found it written that way. If Karn Chof Beis and Mishtabur, Toi v'chulu, it is good that a Yid should darken it lishma and not a non-Jew. The Ramah says, it's ma'akev b'dieved. B'dieved is posel. This is not stam a tov. It's not stam a nice thing. According to the Mechaber, it's tov. Al b'dieved, kashul didei. According to the Mechaber, if a goy darkened the straps, b'dieved, it would be kasha. Afilu aidei en Yehudi, even if a non-Jew does it. The Sfirlik, the Mechaber holds, that afilu b'ritzuos lo b'irin ha-shachros kala lishmon. That even ritzuos don't need this darkening lishma. Dramor in his note disagrees. Usrile de Britsuas de Hashachusu Halochamashmisinai, Sarah Hashachus Ashman. He holds that since the requirement to blacken the Ritsuas is Halochamashmisinai, it must be done Lishma. Umamela, Be'enu Yehudi, De'enu Oisa Lishma, Pasul. And then it follows that if a non Jew does it, he's not doing a Lishma, it will be Pasul. Vidino Kidla'el, Besimilam Abez, and Yaklaf, the same halach we had before, in Similam Abez as regard to the parchment for the parashios, Ayin Shem, look over there. Alba or habatim, but when it comes to the leather we use for the batim, Dilaroiv Paiskim, Shachusahu le mitzvah bi'alma v'loliku, but most of us hold, blackening the batim is only a mitzvah bi'alma, it's not ma'akiv at all in the mitzvah, Kidla'el, Besimilam Abez, if mem, like we learned before in Similam Abez. There we don't need that the batim should be blackened lishma b'di'evit if you didn't do it that way. Really, the Ramah should have said yesh omrim that it's going to be possible even b'di'evit, because it's argon mechaber. Asher metzino kam pa'al mekirtzim, but we find many places the Ramah is disagreeing with mechaber and he doesn't write the words yesh omrim. Sif katan chav gimel av ritzuas v'chulu to ritzuas even b'di'evet apostle im asa anachri, if a guy made the ritzuas or afilo yisrael achshlo lishman or a yid not lishma, it's possible. V'atam kanal b'sif katan chav beis, like we learned before in sif katan chav beis v'kol shkein v'kol dover shetzarech b'tfilin gufo li'ikuv, and certainly everything that is required in the tefillin that they're ma'akiv kigo kamo Asiyas habayis, the making of the bayis, v'hashin shlo with his shin, b'chol prater with all its details, shiyah kedin, should be done kalocha, o tfirasa, or sewing up the tefillin, o asiyas hakeshah shlo, making the knots in the straps, to call elu halacha mashmisina, these are all halacha mashmisina, im asan yisor shalo lishman pasul, if a yid did it not lishma, it's pasul. The Kasher Pim Gadon, Pim Gadon writes, "The Yesh Lemnaya Milasas Kozei De Katan." We shouldn't allow a katan, a child, to do this. Afilum Gadol Yamin Al Gabo, even if adult is standing over him, VeYitzavei Ulasos Hashma, and instructs him to do Lishma. V'chein, and similarly, Shlolas Soyisamai De Isha, a woman shouldn't do these things. V'kalab Sulam Hamavur LeKamam B'Simlamates, and all those who are apostle described and clarified in Simlamates, Ayin Shem Sif Aleph and Beis. Look over there in Sif Aleph and Beis. As far as blackening the straps, is that a nenu begufa tefillin? It's not in the actual tefillin batim. Mutar ay the isha, lady can do that. The he yudas lasos lishma kmo ish. She knows how to do lishma like a man. Al ay the any yehudi vekatan enu mutar ad yamurachal gabam. But for a non-Jew or child to do it would require an adult to stand over them. Ukad the eli niklaf, like we said by the parchment similam abeis. Ayin sham besiftes. Look there in siftes. In the Ber Alocha, Aval HaRitzuos, he explains that the Ritzuos, even the Evid Apostle, Hatam Kosev B'Sefer HaTrum, B'Sefer HaTrum explains, Kiven the Etzem HaShachros Hu Alocha Moshe Sinai. Since the requirement to blacken the straps, Alocha Moshe Sinai, Lishma Gam Kein Be'in, you need Lishma. K'mo De Be'in Lishma B'Shas Teviyah B'Tzitzis U'Sfiyah D'Techeles. The same way, you need Lishma when you spin the strings to make the tzitzis or the dyeing of tchelis. Well, if he's a nir l'chayra, duha din etzem asiyas haritzua. So it should follow, the same is true of the actual creation of the strap. Dainu chatichosam he'or, cutting it from the skin of the animal. Gamkein be'in l'shma, that should also be done l'shma. U'matzasin shikakose be'emekalocha, and I saw this brought in the safe emekalocha. So it's not only what we're talking about, who's blackening it lishma. But even the cutting of the ritzua should be done lishma. So you have the ibud, you have the blackening, and now we have even the cutting. All of that should be done lishem dushas tefillin.
Does the person have to articulate that before he does it?
Whatever you need lishma, we want him to say it out. We always want him to say it out. It's just interesting. So you go back to the Ramah who has it siyun. To its suas yimidevet apostle, matzah kosov. Be'alokha says exactly where it's kosov. It's a sefer truma. It's a rishon. So b'di'evet it's possible if it's not done this way according to Ramah. Kosov magnavam magnavam writes. Demchazi yisov yishchiru lishmon kosher. What if a goy dyes it black, it's not done lishma, and then a yid dyes it again lishma? Magen Avraham says that's good. Fevi Riley brings a proof. Pima Godim was showing Achronim his Sigo Vayoso. Pima Godim and other later authorities disagree with his proof. Vinishu b'din zeh b'tzarechin, they remain with the tzarechin. Vinas the Pima Godim zeh etz acheres. Pima Godim has a different etz. Sheyashchir b'tzah hasheni shelah b'tzul sishman. Turn the tefillin inside out. The straps the other way around, inside out. Darken the inside lishma. And that's the part that should appear above the arm. Even though you blacken both sides, we say that's okay in Sif Gimel. So the part that's black in Lishmo should be above. If this is only if you have no other straps. Like you write in the Ber Halacha. So that's a different Eitza. The Magen Avraham's Eitza. To have it re-blackened, not everyone agrees that you can do such a thing. It's not ksav agab ksav, it's seva agab seva. So somehow that's not going to help to do it lishma the second time. But if you blacken the inside of the strap, so that would be an etzah.